Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Department of Labor's Shared Work Program. Layoffs aren't your only option. Go to sharedwork.mo.gov.
Investigators have a person in custody in the shooting death of a woman on I-170 near St. Louis early last week. The 30-year-old suspect is facing first-degree murder, armed criminal action, and other charges. The chief of the Olivet Police Department says it appears that the shooting was a road rage incident. $266,000 in additional federal money will be going to Missouri's K-12 schools after the governor signs the supplemental budget bill. House Budget Committee Chairman Cody Smith says state lawmakers appropriated federal grant money for the Missouri Healthy School Program.
This is to disseminate the COVID-19 guidance that comes down from the CDC so that we can help schools through the, administer the guidance as it is issued by the CDC.
The $1.2 billion supplemental budget also contains about $75 million for K-12 school nutrition services to reimburse the schools for serving meals during the pandemic. Superintendents across Missouri who are facing difficult budgets have been asking when the money will be coming. The state is preparing to start a new program tomorrow that's designed to help Missouri's rural hospitals care for COVID-19 patients and eliminate some strain on the largest hospitals. Dr. William McGee with Ozarks Healthcare in southern Missouri's West Plains says he believes they're handling the pandemic fairly well. He told Springfield television partner Color 10 that he feels his hospital has the resources it needs to an extent.
We have a dedicated viral intensive care unit where we can care for up to 9 critically ill patients or more if need be. We've had as many as 16 patients in the hospital at one time. Our staffing is adequate. It is strained at times, as every facility will tell you.
The program, called Project Echo, will include specialists offering guidance to rural hospital staff about care and maximizing staffing. It can also help workers figure out what to do for recovered COVID-19 patients that cannot go back to their long-term care centers. New statewide data says 57% of Missouri's more than 900,000 K-12 public school students have access to at least one school-based health care service. The Show Me School-Based Health Alliance of Missouri conducted the report about services in schools like mental and behavioral support, physical health services, primary care, telehealth, to oral and vision care. Rachel Barth with the Alliance says the findings show demographic and geographic inequalities exist for the students who can get the services.
Only 1 in 5 African-American students have access to school-based mental behavioral health services, whereas 1 in 3 white and other minority students have access to the same services. Nationally, most children and youth who are receiving mental health care access their services at school.
79 of Missouri's 115 counties have access to a school-based health service. The regions of the state without access are some counties in the northwestern, southwestern, and southeastern parts of Missouri. More news online anytime at MissouriNet.com. This is News on Missouri Net.